Boston often lands at the top of nationwide surveys, but this one has a dubious distinction. Boston ranks fourth of major U.S. cities for men over 18 trying to buy sex through online ads.
We selected a random sample of 15 cities, including the city where I'm from, which is Phoenix, as well as Boston.
Dominique Rose Sepowich directs the Office of Sex Trafficking Intervention at Arizona State University.
And what we found was that the population of people attempting to purchase sex online was very, very large. So in Boston, it was over 130,000 men over the age of 18 were attempting to contact online ads. And why that's important is, how is your police department going to address that problem? How are we as a society going to change the behavior of 130,000 customers?
And Boston police are paying attention.
My name is William G. Gross. I'm the superintendent in chief of the Boston Police Department.
Chief Gross was among the various police officials represented at the Human Trafficking Summit in Boston. The focus? The often overlooked and controversial aspect of the sex trade, the demand of men looking to pay for sex. Chief Gross says the Boston police response?
Arresting them and making them attend classes and educating them. And if you're out buying someone's daughter, mother, niece, hey, I'm going to put you in the paper. Look, he's out here. He's doing this. We're making an effort right here now. Mayor Walsh, what he's done now in creating this summit here, is educating everyone out there that this is wrong. It's not the right thing to do. And let's get rid of that attitude that, oh, hey, you know, they're just prostitutes. Who cares about them? We care about them. Again, not to be redundant, these are our sisters, our aunts, our mothers, our daughters. Look at the devastation that you're causing.
Devastation witnessed firsthand by ex-prostitute turned activist on behalf of exploited women, Sherry Jimenez.
What's happening, this sort of normalizing, you know, buying sex and commodifying. We are in a market culture where everything is to buy and sell. You know, oh, I have the money to do this, why not? Throw a party, have women come. And so, but they're not stigmatized. They're not shamed for that. But now the time has come where we actually can say we're going to shut this down.
Prostituted women who work the streets and the internet have long complained that they're the ones who pay the price when caught plying what many refer to as the world's oldest trade. They complain, as this woman did when we interviewed her on Blue Hill Avenue in Roxbury, that Johns are rarely punished or shamed.
But instead of arresting the women, you need to get them Johns from riding up and down the street. That's what it irks me so bad, that you arrest a woman, but you do nothing to the guy that's buying the sex.
And that's the social imbalance that Mayor Marty Walsh says his administration is working to change.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion around stigma, and you know, you got to be careful. I've heard this story. You got to be careful when you get dive into this issue, because inevitably there's going to be somebody arrested that's going to be high profile. Well, I want to be clear today to that person that's high profile. Stop. They will be on the front page of the paper, and my comments will be to the judges down the back to say, lock them up.
The mayor's comments, said Swanee Hunt, was music to her ears. For years, curbing the demand for sex from men has been her single focus. Hunt is a former U.S. ambassador to Austria and the founder of Hunt Alternatives Fund, which organized the event. Many of the 200 attendees described it as watershed.
This is a real coming together of the whole community. We've got the courts, we've got law enforcement, we've got the churches, we've got the survivors, in particular the women who've been victimized. They're here advising us all.
In Boston, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.